From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. NATO has formally invited the Adriatic state of Montenegro to join the alliance in its first expansion since 2009. The NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg made the announcement Wednesday during a meeting of NATO foreign ministers. Speaking to reporters following the meeting in Brussels, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry welcomed the move.
Today we took another step towards the full integration of Europe and towards the common defense by inviting Montenegro into the alliance and solidifying its place in the Euro-Atlantic community of security and of values, and by reaffirming also the open-door policy of NATO. My government looks forward to working with Montenegro's leadership in the months ahead leading up to the Warsaw Summit in July on the accession process itself.
Meanwhile, Montenegro's deputy prime minister, appearing at the NATO meeting in Brussels on Wednesday, called the invitation a great honor and a historical milestone since Montenegro became an independent country 9 years ago. Having instituted a number of reforms to align itself with NATO requirements, Montenegro still has tasks to fulfill before it can officially join. Russian Defense Ministry officials Wednesday presented what they said was proof of Turkish involvement in illegal oil trade with the Islamic State group, accusing top Turkish officials, including President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and members of his family, in complicity. However, Erdogan lashed out at the latest Russian accusation, says no one has a right to engage in slander against Turkey. This is VOA News.